And now this is a dictation for Augusta, Augusta Davis, Davis, February 1850. Addressed as a letter to Kurt, Kurt Anderson, 256-3307. Dear Dr. Anderson, a follow-up for Mrs. Davis with chronic kidney disease, hypertension, diabetic nephropathy, comes in person, last visit in January. Recent gout on the right-handed. She thinks was treated with allopurinol, no anti-inflammatory agents. Prior problems of fracture on the right foot. No surgery was done. Allowed to heal with a boot. Way down from 200 to 190. Appetite, however, is good. Frequent nausea, dry hips, but no vomiting dysphagia. No diarrhea or blood melena. Nocturia, incontinence, but no cloudiness of blood. Presently, no gross edema. If there is some edema, usually left-sided, which is the site of a vein donor for a prior coronary artery disease bypass surgery. Denies the use of oxygen inhalers or CPAP machine. There has been some events at night when she's sleeping. Husband has told her that she talks on her sleep and she moves her body. She takes Cymbalta and Lyrica. This is probably induced by those medications, parasomnia. Other review system right now is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. Blood pressure, hydralazine, metoprolol, not on diuretics. Insulin 7030, Lyrica, Cymbalta were started for neuropathy, cholesterol treatment. Presently, allopurinol and Trulicity. Next paragraph, blood pressure, 186/90 on the left-sided. No respiratory distress, weight of 190, no Ralwisis consolidation pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia, pericardial rap gallop, obesity of the abdomen, no ascites, tenderness, or masses. I don't see gross edema. It still shows inflammatory changes at the base of the second digit at the level of the metacarpal phalangeal area. Next paragraph, chemistries, August, creatinine 2, slowly progressive over the years. Normal sodium, potassium, acid base, low albumin 3.5 with a normal calcium. Normal phosphorus. Anemia 11.7 with a normal white blood cell platelets. Present GFR 24 is stage 4. Uric acid was at 8. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD is stage 4, progressive over time. No indication for dialysis. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. Next number, hypertension, not well controlled. Increase hydralazine to 75 milligrams 3 times a day. Consider adding a loop diuretic for blood pressure control. Same beta blocker. Next number, restless legs. Question, sleep apnea needs to be tested. Next number, parasomnia, P-A-R-A, parasomnia, probably induced by Lyrica and Cymbalta. She is aware of potentially falling from bed and a fracture or trauma. Next number, anemia without external bleeding, EPO for hemoglobin less than 10. Next number, there has been no need to change diet for potassium or phosphorus binders. Next paragraph, she understands that we do dialysis for GFR less than 15 and symptoms, which is not the case. That's why she's going to check chemistries in a regular basis, plan to see her back on the next 3 months for the recent gout and high uric acid. We'll see how she responds to allopurinol. I will not oppose further increase of the dose with monitoring of bone marrow suppression. End of dictation.